2 Kings, chapter 14. Amaziah, son of Joash, became king of Judah in the second year of Jehoash's rule in Israel. Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king, and he ruled 29 years from Jerusalem, which was also the hometown of his mother, Jehoadan. Amaziah followed the example of his father Joash by obeying the Lord and doing right. But he was not as faithful as his ancestor David. Amaziah did not destroy the local shrines, and they were still used as places for offering sacrifices. As soon as Amaziah had control of Israel, he arrested and killed the officers who had murdered his father. But the children of those officers were not killed. The Lord had commanded, in the law of Moses, that only the people who sinned were to be punished, not their parents or children. While Amaziah was king, he killed 10,000 Edomite soldiers in Salt Valley. He captured the town of Selah and renamed it Jokthiel, which is still its name. One day, Amaziah sent a message to King Jehoash of Israel.
Come out and face me in battle!
Jehoash sent back this reply.
Once upon a time, a small thorn bush in Lebanon announced that his son was going to marry the daughter of a large cedar tree. But a wild animal came along and trampled the small bush. Amaziah, you think you're so powerful because you defeated Edom. Go ahead and celebrate, but stay at home. If you cause any trouble, both you and your kingdom of Judah will be destroyed.
But Amaziah refused to listen. So Jehoash and his troops marched to the town of Beth Shemesh in Judah to attack Amaziah and his troops. During the battle, Judah's army was crushed. Every soldier from Judah ran back home, and Jehoash captured Amaziah. Jehoash then marched to Jerusalem and broke down the city wall from Ephraim Gate to Corner Gate, a section about 600 feet long. He took the gold and silver, as well as everything of value from the Lord's temple and the king's treasury. He took hostages, then returned to Samaria. Everything else Jehoash did while he was king, including his brave deeds and how he defeated King Amaziah of Judah, is written in the history of the kings of Israel. Jehoash died and was buried in Samaria beside the other Israelite kings. His son Jeroboam then became king. 15 years after Jehoash died, some people in Jerusalem plotted against Amaziah. He was able to escape to the town of Lachish, but another group of people caught him and killed him there. His body was taken back to Jerusalem on horseback and buried beside his ancestors. Everything else Amaziah did while he was king is written in the history of the kings of Judah. After his death, the people of Judah made his son Azariah king, even though he was only 16 at the time. Azariah was the one who later recaptured and rebuilt the town of Elath. Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, became king of Israel in the 15th year of Amaziah's rule in Judah. Jeroboam ruled 41 years from Samaria. He disobeyed the Lord by following the evil example of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who had caused the Israelites to sin. Jeroboam extended the boundaries of Israel from Lebo-Hamath in the north to the Dead Sea in the south, just as the Lord had promised his servant Jonah, son of Amittai, who was a prophet from Gath-Hepher. The Lord helped Jeroboam do this because he had seen how terribly the Israelites were suffering, whether slave or free, and no one was left to help them. And since the Lord had promised that he would not let Israel be completely destroyed, he helped Jeroboam rescue them. Everything else Jeroboam did while he was king, including his brave deeds and how he recaptured the towns of Damascus and Hamath, is written in the history of the kings of Israel. Jeroboam died and was buried, and his son Zechariah became king.